Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, I'm excited to share our newest sponsor here on the Meat Eater podcast, which is Poncho Outdoors. The reason I'm excited is I buy their shirts anyways. Dude, they make some good shirts. And they even have an option where if you're like a skinny dude, you can click like the skinny dude thing. It's great. Based in Austin, Texas, Poncho is committed to crafting the world's best outdoor shirts for men. Poncho is only sold on their own website. So head over to ponchooutdoors.com. Use code MEATEATER for a free hat or t-shirt with any purchase of a shirt. Poncho offers free shipping and returns, so you can try them out risk-free. Turkey hunting's one of my favorite things. And one of the key tools I use for turkey hunting is the Onyx Hunt Map. I use it incessantly when I'm hunting turkeys. Being able to find a new piece of public or gaining permission on private opens up opportunities for gobblers. Onyx Hunt has a special offer for you this spring. Use the code MEATEATER to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt. You'll find more birds this season. I'm telling you, I rely on Onyx Hunt when I'm hunting turkeys. It is an invaluable turkey hunting tool.
Hey, this is Spencer Newharth, and what you're about to hear isn't a traditional game of Meat Eater trivia. That's because this was recorded at the Meat Eater live show in Billings, Montana on May 3rd. We were there to celebrate Steve's new book, Outdoor Kids in an Inside World, which is available right now. Now, the event had a roundtable discussion, live music, plenty of prizes, and a bunch of games, which is what you'll get on this podcast. First, you'll hear Two Truths and a Lie hosted by Giannis, an Owl Hoot Off competition hosted by Clay, and a game of Meat Eater Trivia hosted by me. The whole thing was one big party, as evidenced by the fact that we broke the theater's record for concession sales that was previously held by Rob Schneider, which translates to them saying the audience bought a hell of a lot of beer. So crack one for yourself and enjoy the show.
It's a Meat Eater podcast.
So, coming on stage now with us to participate in Two Truths and a Lie and trivia is our own Spencer Newharth, who's the only guy. The only guy that I know who hunts whitetails harder than Mark Canyon. If you don't know, he also hosts Pardon My Plate, which is a great show on Meat Eater's YouTube channel where Spencer makes us, all of us, eat crazy stuff.
Spencer's just coming off of having tried some skunk, and he's, tell him.
Me and Clay Newcomb cooked up skunk today, and we spit it out. You know what it tasted like? It tasted like skunk.
Yeah. I was going to point out, too, if you like to hunt, if you're like a rock hound, and you've been noticing a real paucity of petrified wood and agate around these parts, check that guy's garage, man.
It's a good area.
All right, so we're going to play some games. We're also going to give away some prizes. To get into the games and to get into giving away prizes, you guys are going to get picked by looking at your books. We're going to bring up the house lights just a little bit. Every book out there got signed, but 15 of you lucky mugs have a book that on the front cover, inside of the dust jacket, right on the front cover, there is an illustration by Seth's soon-to-be wife, Kelsey Johnson, who will soon be Kelsey Morris.
Yeah, and she did all the illustrations you see in the book are by Kelsey Johnson. Where, Kelsey, where are you at? Back there, right?
Dead center.
Dead center.
You lucky 15, remember your number. You can bring down the lights again.
So just like above the skull somewhere should be a number with a...
Everybody see their number next to the skull that has a skull? All right, number six.
Six?
Yeah! All right.
Where are they?
Down from the top.
Take the stairs. I'd like to point out this is the Price is Right theme song. So,
They're coming. They're coming. All right,
you gotta. Way to go.
Good job.
You can come on out.
Oh, yeah, come on out. Right chair here. For you. Yeah.
Right here.
Welcome.
Pull that chair up.
Okay.
Yeah, have a seat right here.
Because I want to use this, but I already have a mic, so I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
And you can answer my questions. What's your name?
Miranda Boger.
Miranda, thank you for coming out.
Got a nice cold beer going on there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, grab a seat. Are you excited to play Two Truths and a Lie?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Good, you should be. We all are up here too, so you're in good company. Where are you from?
Miles City, Montana.
All right. There we go. That's cowboy country.
If Steve had it his way, our company would not be in Bozeman. It would be in Miles City, Montana.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I spent a couple years there. I loved it, yeah.
But there'd probably be a revolt or some sort of
a war. You get thrown back out.
Just a bunch of happy employees.
The size of the town at double.
Yeah. They take all, what do they call us? Sixer plates?
Sixers.
They'd run us all out. Okay, so... Have you heard us play Two Truths and a Lie before?
No, I haven't.
Podcast? Okay, no. So how...
Hold your mic up nice and close.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, you got it. You're
Be
doing
careful,
a good job.
Giannis. We've learned has a quick temper. Oh. So...
Yeah. I want to apologize if he freaks out on me. He doesn't mean it.
You're going to hear three of us tell three stories about famous historical figures from around the West over the last 200 years. And you're going to have to pick out... Which one of those stories is not true? Which one is the lie?
Okay.
So Steve's going to tell a story, Spencer's going to tell a story, and then I'm going to tell a story. There's some fun facts about these folks, and you're going to tell us which one's the lie. Okay. Now, lucky for you, after we're all done, we're going to allow you to use the crowd to help you figure out which one is the lie.
Okay.
But I want to point out, there's an honor system at play. No messing around, and you got to self-police. You got to rat your neighbors out. No messing around on phones during this.
That's okay. Right.
No looking anything up.
All right.
Ready? All right. Seth's going to, Steve is going to kick us off.
Okay. Miranda, everyone knows that Brigadier General George Armstrong Custer died in 1876, 54 miles from where we're sitting right now in the Alberta Bear Theater. They also know that just 3 years earlier, before his death, 30 miles west of the Alberta Bear Theater, at a place known to local Native Americans as the place where the mountain lion lies, known to many of us now as Pompey's Pillar, Custer's troops got into a shootout with Sioux warriors while scouting the route of the railroad that still runs through this town and runs through your native hometown. And they know this. They know there's some debate about whether the Sioux and Cheyenne warriors at the Battle of the Little Bighorn recognized Custer's dead body on the battlefield. Though a Cheyenne woman did later admit to using a sewing awl to puncture holes into his eardrums so that in death he would better hear the warnings of her people. And they know that Custer lost two brothers alongside himself at that battle, including a brother that had twice been decorated with the Congressional Medal of Honor. But what they don't know about Custer is that General Custer was not recognized on the battlefield because his long golden hair had been shorn off before leaving on the Little Bighorn campaign. And when he died, he was not known by his hair, but his wife, Libby Custer, later took the hair that he had cut off and had a wig made, and she would wear that wig at theatrical productions.
What a story.
How you feeling? Do you think you even need to listen to the other two? You can just make your decision right now.
I'll hear the other
one. You want to hear the other two? Okay. Jed Smith, you ever heard of him?
No.
Jedediah Smith. All right, well, most know that at the age of 13, he worked as a clerk on a Lake Erie freighter where he met fur traders returning to Montreal, thus fueling his fire to become an explorer. Everybody knows that he was the first Euro-American to cross the Mojave Desert and the first Euro-American to go overland to California. And they know that Jed Smith was attacked by a grizzly bear, had his scalp ripped off, and his buddy sewed it back on. And for the rest of his life, because of that, he wore his hair long to hide that scar that he had basically from his eye all the way back to his ear. Everybody knows that after his death, his effects showed up in towels, like his journal and his knife. But almost nobody knows that his skull supposedly turned up in a curio shop on Montana Avenue in Billings. The not completely clean skull was identified by the scar and the long hair. An unknown cowboy bought the skull, and it was never seen again.
Spencer? Mm.
Now, this one's true. Everyone knows that Big Nose George was one of the West's most notorious cattle rustlers. Now, he was kind of your run-of-the-mill horse thief, but his crimes went from petty to felony when he was having a train robbery in Wyoming that was bungled, and he ended up killing two police officers. After that, George had a $20,000 bounty on his head, so he fled up to your hometown, Miles City, Montana, to hide out. And everyone knows that George was supposed to be laying low while he was in Montana, but he couldn't help himself. While he was here, he ended up robbing another caravan and got away with another $10,000 by the Powder River. At this point, George was feeling cocky. And one night, he got drunker than Ryan Callahan at a saloon in Miles City. And he was bragging about killing those police officers. Now he had his big old bounty on his head and he's robbed all these trains and whatnot. And naturally, it didn't take long for law enforcement to show up, arrest him, and send him back down to Wyoming. And everyone knows that after that, George was lynched for his crimes. But the legend of Big Nose George doesn't end there, because what people don't know is that some local doctors took possession of his body so that they could study his brain and see what just made him so damn evil. And when they were done with their observations, they took his carcass and made a bunch of souvenirs out of it. Here's what they had. This included an ashtray made from his skull, a mask made from his face, a medicine bag made from his chest skin, including his nipples, and a pair of boots made from his thigh skin that were once worn by Wyoming's governor to a ball. Now, if you want to see him for yourself, you can go find him at some museums in Wyoming and Nebraska. And 150 years later, it's worth asking yourself, who was really the evil one? Was it Big Nose George for being a lifelong criminal, or was it the doctors who taxidermied his body and turned him into grotesque trinkets?
So if that's not, if that is false, then I think that I'm concerned a little bit about Spencer's imagination. If that's not true, I don't want to ride home with that guy.
We did just eat a skunk today, so.
Miranda, do you feel like you know the answer?
I think so.
Are you going to consult with the crowd or is
it? Yeah, I'll consult with the crowd.
Oh!
No. So you got to do the, okay.
Oh, no, you're right.
How many people think?
That's not, no, the lie is bigger than that. I was wrong. I said the wrong direction. Damn it.
All right, crowd. Who thinks that Steve's story was the lie? Who thinks that my story was the lie? And Spencer's?
All the same.
Oh, boy. Pretty even key.
I don't think they're helping you out too much.
I don't know. I honestly think it's your story, but I don't know for sure.
I told you mine's true.
That's why I feel like it's a lie.
So that's true. Are you going to go?
Big Nose George is true.
Are you going to
really?
Go
everything about Big Nose George is true. Oh, sorry.
No, that's all right. It's true. So you got two left to choose from. Which one was the least believable out of these two?
Honestly, yours.
Truth is stranger than fiction, I guess.
The wig, Libby Custer's wig made of George Custer's hair was lost in a theater fire.
Oh. So yours was the lie?
No.
No?
She wore it for theatrical productions. It was lost in a theater fire. And a Northern Cheyenne woman took a sewing awl and so that in the future, when they said, don't mess with us, he'd be better able to listen.
Yeah, and Jed Smith was never recovered. They don't know what happened to him.
Okay.
But for playing, you get a $300 gift certificate to First Light. So thank you for the certificate.
Well, thank you.
Here's the way it's gonna work. With the thing you're winning and everything else that people are gonna win tonight, you gotta come after the show. Chess is gonna do an outro song. Come down here after the show, and we'll get you all squared away right over here.
Hey, if it makes you feel better, I was here when they were discussing all this, and I had no idea who was telling the truth and a lie.
Yeah.
And they told me.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Come back down.
Man, I've had a Helix sleep mattress for years, and man, that thing is nice. The Helix lineup, just comfortable. It feels good, and you don't get all like, it's not all like hot and sticky in the summertime. It's not cold in the winter. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/meateater and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. O'Reilly Auto Parts are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. If you're confused about what part you need, like what wipers are going to be the best, what replacement headlights are going to be the best, go into O'Reilly and talk to the people that work there because they're great and they're super friendly and they'll get you squared away where you walk out knowing you got the right thing. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. Do you need your windshield wipers replaced? You need a brake light fixed? You need some quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/MeatEater. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/MeatEater. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, meaning you put them on, they feel great. Little or no break-in, period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Just ask my buddy Chili, who's been slipping around in his Tecova boots, talking about how great he feels in them. He loves them.
Yeah, Steve, they're very comfortable. They're very fashionable. And I enjoy wearing mine around the office and anywhere I go around Bozeman.
Stop by your local Tecova's store. Have a complimentary drink and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Okay, now, Clay, you ready to lay this out? Who's going to lay this next thing out?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, now on to trivia.
Oh, you're going to segue
it. Spencer.
Now, for tonight's game of trivia, we are going to have someone from the audience join us. To decide who's going to come up here, we're going to have an owl hoot contest that Clay Newcomb is going to judge. Take it away, Clay.
Yeah. Okay, so we're playing trivia. We need 2 people. And those 2 people, owl hooters, are going to come up here and we're going to choose between these two Owl-Hooters. But to pick the two people, we got to have, I got to hear a couple of Owl-Hoots. Do y'all know how to barred owl hoot?
Can Seth give a sample just so we know what we're talking about?
Yeah, give us a barred owl hoot.
Barred owl.
Okay. We got to do this super quick. Who thinks they have a super good owl hoot? I mean, I'm not like a legit owl hoot. Stand up. Stand up if you want an owl hoot. Okay. Okay, one at a time, but we got to do it quick. We got 1 minute. Give me an owl hoot. Yeah. Sit down. Okay. Okay. Okay, behind him. Okay, next guy. Okay. Right here. This lady right here. Okay, that's good. Right here.
Clay, rip one, get him inspired.
You got one up at the top.
All right. Okay. All right, that's good right here. That's good, this lady. That's good. Y'all got to help me pick two. Who's it going to be? Three more.
You
anybody up there?
Yeah, we got one.
Yeah, oh, man. To be honest, I've yet to hear, like, a legitimate owl-hooter, but we are in Montana. Northern guys can't owl-hoot. You got to be from the south to owl-hoot, or from the east.
That's right.
You've got some at the top.
I'm not making any friends here. Hey, how about the guy in the first light? Right there, you? Yeah, come on up here. And then we need one more.
I heard a ripper up there.
Who up there? All right.
Yeah.
Because you're in the upper deck. Well, come on down.
I think it sounds good because he's up high and it sounds like an owl up high.
It sounds like he's in a tree. Okay. Like so really you can stand right here.
Owls are in trees.
And so now we're going to have a hoot off. All right. Okay, so you and this guy up here.
Classic hoot off.
He's got to come down here quick, though. Yeah.
That's what we call him in Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
Hoot off. I'm learning hoot so off. Much about your culture.
We're a little rude.
Our people.
You do this every weekend, right, Clay?
All right, you go first.
Give him a microphone, man.
Oh,
he's got to do it. He's got to rip it into a microphone, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Let me give him a mic. Here we go. If you got a trill or a scream, that's when you should do it. Like a, you know, like they do. Here you go. Do it into this. There we go. Okay. All right. I gotta give it to this guy right here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
No,
it's just a realistic.
The loser still
what
gets
do you
the
think?
Prize.
I'm not used to a microphone. That's the whole thing.
It's
right?
Valiant effort.
Okay, so that's okay.
I'm coming up
first. Yep, come on up.
But don't go away.
Tell us your name.
Don't go away, because helmet.
Now,
my little sheet.
Getting second place, you're going to be walking away with Vortex Binos and an FHF Bino Harness. Come back to the stage after the show. We'll get you hooked up.
So, Binos and a Bino Harness right over here after the show. Thanks for participating, man. That was a hell of a long walk.
Thank you.
Throw stuff at you. He's got one.
Okay. Hey, tell us your name, man.
Ivan.
Talking to the mic. Where are you from, Ivan?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Right. Okay.
Well, live in Cody now.
Wow. Okay. Right on.
Ivan, welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. Tonight we have a very special episode of trivia that is Montana themed. Sorry, Clay and Missy. I think it's going to be tough for you guys. Now, normally we have 10 questions, but because we're on a tight schedule, this game is only going to be 4 questions. We have one question from each of Meat Eater's 4 verticals. What are they, Yanni?
God, you always ask me this and don't give me any of them.
I'll tell you.
Think about it. Hunting, fishing, eating, and conservation.
That's right. Hunting, fishing, conservation, and cooking. And we have two prizes tonight. The first one is a $500 conservation organization donation that the winner gets to choose. And the second one is a Vortex spotting scope and tripod. So there's a lot on the line. And there's a catch. Our Owl Hoot Off winner gets help from you guys the audience. So I'm going to read the question. The Meat Eater crew is going to write down their answers. Once they're done, the audience is going to yell out their answers for Isaac, but I need the audience to wait for their cue so they're not helping out Brody and Steve. Sound good?
It's basically us against Brody and Steve, okay? Us, all of us.
We're on to Meat Eater Trivia. Play the drop, Phil.
Oh, no. Yep. Okay.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything.
Game on, suckers!
All right, the first question, the topic is hunting. I need you to place these in order of biggest to smallest based on their population in Montana. Elk, mule deer, whitetail, and turkey. Again, place these in order of biggest to smallest based on their population in Montana. We have elk, mule deer, whitetail, and turkey. Now the crew is gonna write down their answers. Once they're all done, they're gonna put their boards down, and I'm gonna come to you guys to help out Isaac.
Ivan.
Ivan, I'm sorry, Ivan.
It's all right.
Ivan, we're gonna help out Ivan. Again, elk, mule deer, whitetail, and turkey.
In order.
In order, biggest to smallest, based on population. In Montana.
That's not right, Chip.
God, changing this it. Is a tough one. Right?
You done already?
Damn. Done That's already? Authority. Listing with authority.
Doesn't mean I'm right.
No.
All right, media crew, you're running out of time here.
Ivan, how you feeling there, Pard?
Questionable.
Mule deer are the ones that have the four on each side.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
All right, Meat Eater crew, put down your markers. No more answering. Now, audience, we need you to help out. What do you think has the biggest population in Montana?
But you consult the audience.
So they're saying they think.
All right, and what do you think is second biggest?
Hold on.
A lot of answers out there. All right, third biggest. I heard a lot of elk on that one. And fourth biggest, what is the smallest? So I think the consensus there was elk third and turkey fourth. Is that what you guys think?
I got those two for sure. Okay. That's what I heard.
That's what you heard?
The other ones was kind of a mix.
All right, you ready? Everybody reveal your answers. We have Chester saying mule deer, whitetail, elk, turkey. Cal saying whitetail, mule deer, elk, turkey. Brody saying mule deer, whitetail, elk, turkey. Steve saying whitetail, elk, mule deer, turkey. Giannis saying elk, mule deer, whitetail, turkey. Ivan saying whitetail, mule deer, elk, turkey. Misty saying mule deer, turkey, whitetail, and elk. Clay saying mule deer, elk, turkey.
Mule deer
and whitetail. He went five of them.
That's a
five.
Listen,
put five things.
That you are disqualified.
Play it as it lies.
Hey Spencer, I just want you to notice I had the numbered mine.
Okay.
One, two,
Giannis
four.
Says whitetail.
Turkey, elk, mule deer.
Well, you're wrong. The correct answer is mule deer, whitetail, elk, and turkey. Did anybody get it right?
Oh my God, Brody got it.
Chester
got
and Brody got it right.
Ivan?
Oh, you got it.
I panicked, man.
It's close.
Yeah.
You
gotta win one of these.
Again, it was mule deer, whitetail, elk, turkey.
So Brody's the only one that got it?
Just Chester and Brody.
No, Chester.
Oh, Chester, Brody.
Good job, Chester.
Chester.
Good job, thanks,
Chester.
Guys.
We're on to question two. The topic is cooking. This baked food, which is occasionally made with venison, was popularized by Irish miners in Butte in the 1800s.
Baked?
Baked. This baked food, which is occasionally made with venison, was popularized by Irish miners in Butte in the 1800s. Now hold your answers until I come to you. We're gonna see if we can stump these folks first.
But hold on. I got a question, but I can't ask it without giving something to people. I'm not going to ask.
I think what you should be asking yourself is if somebody else asked that question, would
livid.
You be angered?
Yes, very mad.
Okay. Very angered.
One more time. This baked food, which is occasionally made with venison, was popularized by Irish miners in Butte in the 1800s? Does everybody have an answer? All right, Meat Eater crew, put your markers down. Audience, help out Ivan. What do you think it is?
Say it again.
So you can write down pasty. Write down pasty.
Oh, my God.
He said, apparently that's the answer, but I didn't know what they said.
Well, everybody said the same thing.
All right, first row, what's the answer?
Pasties.
I don't think you should be looking at
pastry without the R.
All right, everybody reveal your answers. We have pasty, 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 baked potato, and shepherd's pie. The correct answer is pasty.
Pasty.
Now, miners would use their shovels to reheat their pasties over candles they wore on their heads. When everything was eaten but the pie crust ridge, they'd toss it into the mine for the ghosts of dead miners to finish.
Ooh. It's good.
Some ghost meal there. We're on to question three.
Can we take a quick interlude?
Yeah.
This reminds me of a question that I wanted to get to but we didn't get to.
Uh-huh.
But just really quickly, favorite... Just around the room real quick. Favorite wild game dish as a kid? Like a thing that you were like, that is suitable, legitimate wild game when you were a kid.
I think deep fried walleye.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Can't mess it up.
I just have to say fried backstrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, just simple.
If it's from mom, fried brook trout. You know, like pan fried brook trout. And if it's from dad... be hamburger gravy. Most of it out of a can.
Fried fish, and that's what it is for my kids too.
Yeah, we would when we got a deer, we'd always that morning or the next morning slice the heart thin and put it in seasoned flour and cook that in oil or butter, and kids like that now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So I sold it pretty heavy. And we put ketchup on it.
I was not served a lot of wild game as a child, but once I started going to deer camp in Wisconsin on Saturday night after opening day, they would make this heart and liver sort of sauce gravy that was served over potatoes. Very bland. The heart was overcooked. The liver was overcooked. It was not delicious. I did not like it. So I don't have a favorite meal. But I can tell you that now my kids' favorite meal, they have two. It's turkey schnitzel, which I had to serve to your daughter for the very first time just a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they like just straight up fried heart, which is odd to me because it's not like, it's not like number one for me, but mm-hmm. my kids are always wondering when the next heart's coming out.
Yeah. Seth, I can see you over there.
Venison cheesesteaks. My grandmother used to make them all the time.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ivan, you got one?
It's not really a meal, but my old man used to pickle deer heart, and yeah. that was one of my favorites.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Pickled deer heart.
Yeah, yep.
I was like Giannis, I didn't grow up with a lot of wild game, but all the neighbors had summer sausage, and it was always fun to eat that. Mm-hmm.
Pan-fried wild turkey. Battered pan-fried wild turkey.
How are you performing on trivia? I haven't been looking at your thing.
Oh, I suck.
You're doing a good job with those beavers.
Ready to keep rolling, yeah. Spencer?
We're on to question three. The topic is fishing. What Montana river do the McLeans fish in the 1976 novel and 1992 movie, A River Runs Through It? What Montana river do the McLeans fish in the 1976 novel and 1992 movie, A River Runs Through It?
You know, they pronounce it McLean.
Gosh.
What was it? McLean.
Yeah, I think you're mispronouncing it.
That's a softball.
Brody declared that one a softball.
Yep.
It is, Brody?
It's a softball.
It's not like a trick question?
It's a softball, and I can tell you something that makes you interesting, but I would be pissed if someone said it.
All right, does the whole crew have an answer?
Yeah, I guess.
Audience, help out Ivan. What do you think it is?
Yes, Ivan!
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Blackfoot, 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 the one in Missoula, and the Yellowstone.
That's great.
That correct answer is Blackfoot.
That should count.
You know, Clay and Mister, like, the next time we do one of these shows, it is in Arkansas.
It's all Arkansas. Yeah.
Now, although the movie was supposed to take place on the Blackfoot near Missoula, almost none of it was filmed there. Instead, they mostly filmed on the Yellowstone, Gallatin, and Boulder rivers.
I recognize Bozeman that river in that movie.
Hit me with the rivers again where they filmed it.
I know the Yellowstone, Gallatin, and Boulder.
Huh. I didn't know the other ones.
We're on to our last question. Here's a scoreboard update. Chester and Brody have a perfect game at 3. Steve has 2. Giannis has 2. Cal has 2. And Ivan has 2.
How about Clay and Misty? How are they doing?
Combined, they have 0.
Great effort.
The last question, the topic is conservation. Name either the biggest or the smallest national forest in Montana. Name either the biggest or the smallest national forest in Montana.
You better have a really tight answer on this one, Spencer.
Okay. It's anybody's game here. Again, looking for the biggest or the smallest national forest in Montana.
That's tough.
They're going to help you.
Oh, I hope so.
They know.
Start thinking about smallest, and there's a lot of small.
You know this one, Chester?
I don't think so. I'm not feeling confident.
I want to change mine.
Do it quick.
Oh, wow. Steve's changing his.
Steve's changing his answer, then we're going to come to you guys. You know
what, Brody, how confident are you?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
No, I'm going to make a change. Make a change.
Now that they inspired Cal to make a change.
Yeah.
All this changing of answers.
All right, meeting your crew, no more writing. Audience, what do you think the answer is? All right, let's go with the biggest first. What do you think the biggest is?
Custer.
And what do you think the smallest is? I don't know if I heard any. You got an answer?
We're definitely east of the divide.
You got to do one or the other, right?
Yeah, pick one or the other.
Okay, yeah.
We're pretty confident on Custer.
All right, go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Chester saying Lolo, Cal saying the Bitterroot, Brody saying the Custer Gallatin, Steve saying the Custer Gallatin, Giannis saying the Custer Gallatin, Ivan saying the Little Snowies, Missy saying the Gallatin, Clay saying the Lolo.
Well, you notice how I put big? Because I don't know if you're saying the biggest or the littlest.
Well, it doesn't matter.
You don't have to.
It doesn't matter?
That was not specified. You just got rules.
Okay.
Yeah. The biggest is the Beaverhead Deer Lodge.
That's what I wrote first! Son of a bitch!
And really? The smallest is the Bitterroot. So did anybody get it right?
Nobody got it right.
I swear to God, you cannot get away from the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest. You cannot.
All right, we are on to our tiebreaker between Brody and Chester. Everybody can play along, though. Ivan, why don't you play along, too, in case the audience can help you out. See if you can steal the victory here.
You already got it by height.
Good luck, Brody. Good luck.
I thought conservation's the winner, so, you know, there's
no
losing.
So this is a showdown.
This is a showdown. A tiebreaker question between Chester, Brody, and Ivan.
Chester, have you ever been in the winner's circle like this before?
They call me, like, second place Chet. A lot of the times as well.
I heard some other things they call you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, the world record archery elk was killed by Steve Felix in Montana's Powder River County in 2016. What was its gross score?
I need to clarify something.
You need to clarify that this is like so tiebreakers go to the closest number.
That's right. This is a numerical question. Whoever is closest will be declared the winner.
The biggest elk ever shot.
The world record archery elk was killed in 2016 in Powder River County.
Score.
What was the gross
score?
Can they
call a friend?
Now we'll have Brody and Chester write down their answer first, then we're going to come to you guys.
Do you know the answer to this?
Maybe.
Oh, Cal's even getting in on the fun.
No, I'm just raising my name out of courtesy. I will tell you, I've talked to Steve multiple times.
Which is really having.
There's. After you get off the phone with that guy, you're like, I am so glad this person has this world record. Fantastic human.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's good.
All right, you guys both have answers?
Yep.
We're changing them. Audience, help out Ivan. What do you think it is?
Let's just do it up or down, maybe. Oh, 436 is what they're saying.
It's got to be close.
What do you got?
Anybody else want to yell out an answer here?
Ivan feels very confident with 436. Is he high or low?
Is it typical or non-typical?
Gross. This was typical, but it's a gross score.
Yeah, gross, non-typical.
All right, reveal your answers. We have Chester saying 440, Brody saying 417 and 3/8, Ivan saying 436. The correct answer is 448, making Chester the winner. Oh! His first Chester. W.
All right.
Not only did he sing like a little bird.
Aggressive win.
But he can win trivia too.
Now, the first prize is the conservation donation. Chester, who's he going to go to?
Oh, man.
He didn't think he was going to win.
Yeah. I didn't get to think about this. I'm going to do a local Montana thing that I was thinking about the other day if I would have won. That's the small organization, the Backcountry Horsemen, clearing out trails for folks and stuff. So, yeah.
So $500 to Backcountry Horsemen.
$500 to them. And our second prize, which is a Vortex spotting scope and tripod, is going to go to Ivan for playing.
All right, Ivan. Thanks, man. Ivan. Remember, when it comes time to claim your prize, Chester's going to do an outro song, come down to the corner of the stage there, and you'll be able to claim your prize.
Awesome.
Got it.
Hey, I'm excited to share our newest sponsor here on the Meat Eater Podcast, which is Poncho Outdoors. The reason I'm excited is I buy their shirts anyways. Dude, they make some good shirts. And they even have an option where if you're like a skinny dude, you can click like the skinny dude thing. It's great. Based in Austin, Texas, Poncho is committed to crafting the world's best outdoor shirts for men. Poncho is only sold on their own website. So head over to ponchooutdoors.com. Use code MEATEATER for a free hat or t-shirt with any purchase of a shirt. Poncho offers free shipping and returns, so you can try them out risk-free. Telling you what, Decked is a game changer. Decked has completely changed how I load, organize my truck. All my stuff that I want is always in there, out of my way, and secure. It's perfect. If you own a pickup truck that you use, you know, like a truck, the Decked drawer system gives you weatherproof storage for all your gear. You can lock it up, too. You keep your tools and gear organized, job site or out in the field. Go to Decked.com/MeatEater to receive free shipping. Go to Decked.com/MeatEater and get yourself some free shipping.